There's an alley in Acuna right next to a nightclub that's never been paved, and it's hip deep in chug holes it sort of runs into what once was a river but now is a ditch that smells just like sewage. And there in the alley we're drinking Vampiras and smoking Delicados with Jaime and Humberto at 3 in the morning. They order more nachos, another round of Vampiras, cause they own the nightclub as well as the alley. And all of a sudden, we could not stop laughing, and the laughter bounced off of the old precinct station, roared down the street, infecting the students, who are all still on spring break, but now we're all laughing, except for the one with a beautiful girlfriend who looked like the Virgin of Ciudad Acuña, who munched on a nacho, watched as her boyfriend fell down by Humberto, and could not stop vomiting.
Thank you very much.
That is the perfect song.
Thank you. We got Ray Price to sing on that. It was really good.
He loved it.
I don't know, but you know what? He was really cool. Like, we sat at this little recording studio across the street from Forest Country Store down there near San Antonio, and he was playing there, and we asked him if he'd come sing it, and he said, all right. And so he came over, and he started to sing. He didn't sing that song. We just had him sing the Cowboys' Lament, you know, beat the drum slowly, play the fife slowly, you know, right after the song. We went into that, and he didn't even bat an eye. He sang a little bit of that, and he said, I'm just really not in good voice right now. I'll come back in 30 minutes. He came back, and he sang it perfectly, and he didn't think anything of, like, how ridiculous the song was or anything. You know?
Well, so, that's, you know, unconditional love from your heroes.
That's true.
You know, until the very end, I mean, his voice was amazing.
That dude really did have a great voice. He was fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, he could never have been a folk singer.
No. He had that thing, you know. Don't look so sad. Everything was vibrato, man.
That's beautiful.
I know. I wish I could do it again.
A lady way over yonder asked for this one, and I'd like to dedicate this song to my friend Colonel Bucky Burris, who's here. Colonel, thank you.